We are here for you. We are the creators. We are a 12th dimensional collective of non-physical beings, and we are here to help. You discover more and more every day just how beautiful you are. You have so much more access there on Earth than you ever have before to the truth of who you really are. And it is the discovery of who you really are that this life is really all about. You awaken, and then you recognize that you were not who you thought you were for the vast majority of your life. There is a process then of coming home that occurs, and the homecoming is more than just traveling through the dimensions to return to the source energy dimension. The homecoming occurs in the mind. It is time to fully embrace the truth that you are source energy, and when you realize that, then you must reconcile the fact that you don't always feel like source energy. You don't always have access to all of your powers, all of your abilities, all of your gifts, all of your knowing, and then that becomes a big part of the journey. It's the discovery, and of course you want it all to just come flooding in at once, but you are meant to be on a journey. You are meant for the experience of the discovery to take time, to have layers and levels. As long as you know that you are on a journey and that the journey is one that takes you further into yourselves, then you can relax about the character that you are playing in the game. You can recognize that all that you have put your faith in doesn't really matter, and that it is time instead to focus on who you are as an infinite and eternal being of love and light. And when you do that, you can let go of egoic concerns and step more fully into the truth of who you really are, and you can make this all happen by being willing to examine, by being willing to explore. Again, you don't have to have all of the experiences in one fell swoop, and if you did, you would feel overwhelmed. And therefore, all you have to do is keep moving forward, keep taking baby steps, and expect for things to change. But the first thing you change is your mind. You change your mind about who and what you really are, what you are capable of, what you are doing there, and then you have to keep reminding yourself of these truths, because if you don't, you fall back into the mass consciousness and their beliefs and the way they operate in the world, and you find your life is once again frustrating and unsatisfying. You can still have a magical life, full of all of the things that you want to experience, but now you know that getting to that life is a much different journey than what you were originally taught that it was supposed to be. And so, people outside of you might wonder what you are doing, and why you are not doing what the rest of us are doing. And again, you have to go back to your core beliefs that you have now discovered to be true and remember that you're not supposed to be doing what everyone else is doing just because they are doing it. The remembering can be a lifelong process, and it's a good thing you have minds that you can use to remind yourselves. And when you train your minds, they become these beautiful tools that give you so much more when you are operating the controls consciously. You are awake. Be conscious. Use your minds, and know that this is a journey and you will be able to walk that journey with peace, love, and joy in your hearts. We are the creators, and we love you very much.